You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Last September, the executive director of the Organic Consumers Association in the United States wrote this in an open letter to Whole Foods Market. He said, "The big difference today in the organic community is our growing understanding that organics and fair trade are not just lifestyle or health options, even matters of elemental human rights or justice, but rather questions of literal survival." This past Monday, a coalition of food activists, environmentalists, and labor unionists were active inside and outside the Whole Foods Market shareholders meeting in Vancouver. They were there to confront Whole Foods on a range of practices that they say includes climate change denial, greenwashing, and violations of workers' rights. Ronnie Cummins is the executive director of the Organic Consumers Association, and he joins me this morning from Anaheim in California. Hello, Ronnie.
Well, good to be with you.
Good to have you. What is the intent of the Sustainable Food Pledge that you want Whole Foods Market to commit to?
Well, the goal is to push the industry leaders in the natural food sector to prioritize selling certified organic food, not this so-called natural food, which actually turns out to be conventional chemical food that's just greenwashed and called natural. There are no laws regulating natural. There's no monitoring. Basically, we need Whole Foods and their major supplier, United Natural Foods, to get all their suppliers to that call themselves natural to sign a contract with organic certifiers and begin to make the transition to organic. Otherwise, we're not dealing with the health crisis, with the climate crisis, that is getting worse by day, and we're confusing consumers who increasingly don't know the difference between products labeled as natural and those labeled as organic.
Well, interestingly, I went shopping yesterday, not at Whole Foods, and I picked up some rolled oats, and they had 100% natural emblazoned in very big letters all the way across the front of them. So that means nothing then?
No, those oats were grown with chemical fertilizer that is releasing nitrous oxide, which is the worst of the greenhouse gases. They could have been grown with sewage sludge. Certainly, the wholesaler and distribution chain of that product is probably routinely allowing the exploitation of the farm workers at the bottom, and certainly not guaranteeing that the farmers get paid a free price, a fair price, as is the case under fair trade or labor rights.
What kind of percentage does Whole Foods sell of organic versus not?
They sell about $9 billion a year worth of product, and unfortunately only about one-third or $3 billion are certified organic. The other two-thirds are essentially conventional products that are marked up whole paycheck style and called natural. We've been testing some of Whole Foods who bought out Capers there in Vancouver. We've been testing some of their products, and we're finding that the so-called natural products are riddled with GMOs and other toxic chemicals like leaching BPA out of the cans that they're in. And when we walked by a Capers store in Vancouver the other day, we saw what appeared to be sewage sludge bagged up as fertilizer with a bio label on it. Certainly would confuse backyard gardeners who thought they were, possibly buying organic compost.
Now, Whole Foods prides itself on its treatment of its own staff, saying that they're like family. Yet you're very critical of Whole Foods around issues of violation of workers' rights. Can you explain that?
Yes. I mean, we're telling Whole Foods, we're telling every supermarket chain that you are responsible for the working conditions of workers throughout that chain. If you have a contract with a wholesaler, and that wholesaler has a contract with a producer, and the workers are being exploited, it is your responsibility to speak out on that, to pressure that, to clear up the the labor violations. I stood up inside the shareholders' meeting on March 8th in there in Vancouver, and I pointed out that while you keep talking at Whole Foods about your how well you treat your employees and your family, your team, I said, but does your team extend all the way to the farm workers who are doing the hard work of picking the food? Does it extend to the food processing workers who are toiling and usually in substandard conditions processing food? Does it include the truck drivers and warehouse people and the actual clerks in your stores? And they don't like to hear that because they know that they're just operating on a business as usual practices where they pay enough attention to their workers to from their standpoint, hopefully head off trade union organizing drives, but they could care less about how their wholesalers are treating the workers down the supply chain.
I understand that certain members higher up in the organization are quite anti-union.
Yes, John Mackey's infamous description of labor unions, he said they're like herpes. They're very unpleasant, and labor unions are hard to get rid of once you've got them.
And John Mackey is who?
He's the CEO, founder of the company. He's the infamous Whole Foods spokesperson who has recently, he talked about in the New Yorker magazine how he doesn't really believe there's such a thing as climate change, so there's no problem there. He doesn't believe that workers deserve access to universal health care. He's basically said, people are fat and unhealthy because they're not buying enough food at Whole Foods. And he has spoken out his entire career against labor unions. And when workers have tried to organize labor unions in places at Whole Foods stores like in Madison, Wisconsin, they're classic union breakers. As is their main wholesaler, United Natural Foods, another billion-dollar corporation.
So is all the talk about organic and treating the workers like family, then are you saying that that's all just positioning in a sense of positioning themselves in the market?
Yes. Well, if you don't think that there's such a thing as a climate crisis, then you're not really concerned about the difference between so-called natural food, which is actually just conventional food, and organic. I mean, organically managed soil is one of our best hopes to cool off the atmosphere and buy ourselves enough time to retrofit our societies and switch to renewable energy. So this, you know, the rampant overuse and use of chemical fertilizers, the use of factory farm style production, which causes methane contamination in the environment. These are very important issues. Organically managed soil can sequester 7,000 pounds of CO2 every year and store it safely in the soil for 100 years. If we can convert the $50 billion natural products industry in Canada and the U.S. to organic, we're going to be able to sequester a large part of the gases that are now overheating the atmosphere. But of course, they're looking at the bottom line. They're looking at the fact is if you take conventional food and you magically call it natural and then mark the price up just about as high as organic, you make a lot more money than organic, where when you buy organic food from producers, you know, you typically have to pay a decent price because there's a great demand for it. So this bait and switch of natural and organic has got to stop. It's not just food. We're talking across the board green products. Consumers need to be aware that natural means nothing in legal terms, and that we need to tell our retailers, we need to tell these companies that there's natural means that you're in transition to organic or else it's consumer fraud.
What specific demands are you making of the Whole Foods market and their major supplier?
Oh, we're telling them, okay, only one-third of your food and your products, body care and so on, are certified organic now. We want to see that be two-thirds by the year 2013. We want you to stop speaking out against unions and universal health care. We want you to acknowledge that the country's health crisis and our climate crisis are severe and getting worse. We want you to walk your talk. Fair Trade, at the shareholders meeting in Vancouver at the Westin Hotel on March 8th, one of their executives got up and talked about their overseas fair trade program, but had nothing to say when BC labor activists and the Sierra Club asked them about, well, what about domestic fair trade? What about workers' rights all the way through the supply chain? The other thing we're telling them is that we want you to reject the price discrimination that exists in the natural food sector, whereby the big chains like Whole Foods get a much better discount than the smaller, independently owned natural food stores that often do a much better job in promoting organics and fair trade. So the Sustainable Food Pledge means organic first and foremost, and fair trade and labor rights practices completely integrated into that.
And what response did you get from shareholders in Vancouver?
Well, they didn't call the police on us, which is what they sometimes do. They did call the police the night before on us when we were projecting our message onto the wall of the Westin Hotel. But they are clearly concerned about the fact that their corporate image is being tarnished. We hear rumors that the people at the top are unhappy with John Mackey's shooting off his mouth about things like unions and health care and how there's no such thing as climate change. But it remains to be seen. We're going to have a meeting this morning here with some of their executives. They're a little bit angry because we've been protesting and leafleting here the last couple of days in Anaheim, California at the Natural Products Expo, the largest natural and organic exposition in North America. But the message we're going to deliver to them today is we're going to step up the pressure. We're going to close ranks with our allies in the environmental movement and the labor movement, and we're going to force you to deal with this Sustainable Food Pledge, and we're not going away.
What would you like consumers to do?
Consumers should think twice every time you pull out your wallet. Make sure you're purchasing something that that you really believe in. Look for the organic label. That's the gold standard for health and sustainability. Try whenever possible to buy not only organic food, but food that's produced right there in BC or in the region. Of course, try to cook from scratch as much as possible, buy in bulk. You can afford to eat an all-organic diet for the same price as conventional chemical food if you will, cook at home, buy in bulk, cook from scratch, look for the sales, buy through farmers markets whenever possible, and simplify your diet. We can improve our health and the health of our planet and create the preconditions for a massive grassroots consumer farmer worker alliance, which we're going to need throughout North America to if we're going to stop this train that appears to be going full throttle toward disaster.
Thank you so much for talking to us this morning, Ronnie.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Ronnie Cummins. He's the executive director of the Organic Consumers Association in the United States. You can check out their website at organicconsumers.org.